This is Crick Info Audio.
Welcome to Crick Info Audio. This is Amit Verma. The highlights of the fourth day of the Antigua Test, in which India seized the momentum, were the innings played by Waseem Jaffer and Mahendra Singh Dhoni. Jaffer brought up his first Test double century, finishing on 212, while Dhoni smashed 69 in 52 balls, hitting three sixes in a row before a controversial dismissal. Both of them spoke to the press after the day's play. Here's what Jaffer said about his performance and how being dropped from the Indian team helped make him a better player.
We needed to bat well today to set the game for tomorrow, so it's nice to get a double 100 in the West Indies. Only quite a few have got it, so it's really a pleasure batting here. Well, last time round, probably I was not that matured enough, and after I got dropped last time, I learned a lot playing domestic cricket and I scored heavy runs there, so you know, just got used to it, and this time round I'm more matured and you know, ready to bat for longer.
Jaffer had a 203-run partnership with Rahul Dravid and told the press that Dravid's presence and his advice helped him build his innings.
Whenever I play and miss and play a bad shot, he comes and tells me, you know, wherever I'm doing wrong. And when I was batting 120-30, he came and said, if I get a double 100, and you know, there is not many chances in entire career, you know, you get to make a team win a test match and you are in a short career, you've got the opportunity, so don't throw it away.
Mahendra Singh Dhoni's belligerent innings was almost overshadowed by the manner of his dismissal when Darren Ganga took a catch just at the boundary and the umpires asked for a third umpire referral of whether Ganga stepped on the ropes while taking the catch. Television replays were inconclusive and the decision was then thrown back to the field umpires who ruled that Dhoni was not out. Brian Lara then went and spoke to Dhoni, who then chose to walk as India declared their innings. Dhoni tells us exactly what happened.
It was just eye contact with the umpire, and he said, okay, we are not really sure, and we'll be asking the third umpire. Brian came up to me and he said, okay, I'm taking the charge of my players, so I think you should walk off. And whatever they say, it will be the truth. He came late to me. First it was Darren, and Darren was not really sure. And I think it's really hard to feel a paper if you step on the paper. So he was not entirely sure about it. He just said, okay, I'm not really sure. And I think it's a topic that should be left alone for it. We had enough of it on the field and we had a 90 overs game, and I think we are chatting more on that topic rather than chatting on the cricket.
West Indies need 379 runs to win tomorrow, while India need all 10 wickets. Jaffer and Dhoni talk about what the last day of the Antigua Test may hold for them.
I think it would be a good match because still they need around 370 odd runs and they have still 90 overs to bat at least. And I think we have Anil Kumble in our side, which is the most difficult bowler to bat on, particularly on the fifth day. So I think it would be a good match, and I think our bowlers will have to bowl their heart out. And let's see, they have got good batsmen, their batting line is good. I think it's quite a good wicket still to bat on. It has eased out a bit from what it was on the first day. So I think it's a pretty good track to bat on.
Yeah, probably we're hoping that on the fifth track, it might get double faced, and you know, it would be an interesting game tomorrow.
You were just listening to Waseem Jaffer and Mahendra Singh Dhoni speaking to the press after the fourth day of the Antigua Test. To access our audio content, please do go over to crickinfo.com/audio. To send us feedback, write in to audio@crickinfo.com. This is Amit Verma signing off on Crickinfo Audio.
This is Crickinfo Audio.